Welcome to this month's edition of the Anger Coach Podcast, sponsored by AngerCoachOnline.com and the Anger Coach Online Affiliate Program, where distance learning can be profitable in more ways than one. The Anger Coach Show is produced by Population Ford and Dr. Tony Fiore, psychologist, marriage therapist, and anger management trainer. We encourage listener participation. Send all comments to drtony@angercoach.com. And now, Dr. Tony Fiore.
Hello, this is Dr. Tony Fiore. Welcome back to this episode of the Anger Coach Show, dealing with the passive-aggressive. Passive-aggressive behavior does not alternate between passive behavior and aggressive behavior, but rather combines them simultaneously into one behavior that's really irritating and confounding to other people. Later in the show, we'll be interviewing an expert on passive-aggressive behavior, and she'll give you some specific tips on how to deal with it. Right now, I'd like to discuss the various levels of passive-aggressive behavior as outlined in a great new book called The Angry Smile by Drs. Jody E. Long, Nicholas J. Long, and Signe Whitson. The name of the book is The Angry Smile. At level one, passive-aggressive behavior pairs verbal compliance with behavioral delay. It is the most common everyday form of this behavior, and it's the one that people can get away with most easily. Common example is, yeah, I'll do it later, but in your mind, you know that you're not going to actually do it, and you don't do it, much to the frustration of the other person. At level two, the passive aggression occurs when a person complies with a given request, but carries it out in an unacceptable manner. An example is, practice your piano. I don't want to, Mom. Well, practice it anyhow. Well, okay. And then he plays the piano for an hour and doesn't hit one right note. Or the wife asks her husband to do the dishes, and he complies, but then does it in such a way that the wife has to redo everything, and she says, next time I'll just do it myself. At level three, the passive-aggressive uses inaction to allow a problem to escalate. He takes genuine pleasure out of watching the situation unfold and observing the anguish it causes to the target of his hidden anger. Some common examples might be when you know that your parents' car needs gas, but you don't say anything. Or you might know that your sister's dog has been cooped up in the house all day, but you don't let the dog out, and then plead innocence when confronted. At level four, the passion aggression occurs when a person feels justified in taking secret revenge on a person who she believes has mistreated her. Examples of this would include stealing money from a stepfather's wallet, hiding a teacher's set of keys, puncturing the tires of a boyfriend's car, or planting a virus in the company's computer system. Finally, at level five, a person can act in a self-destructive way that leads to his own personal rejection and alienation. An example would be the preacher's daughter who gets pregnant in order to send a message to her father, or the teenager who lets her grade slip in school, which prevents her from being on the basketball team, as a way to get even with her parents. To summarize, these five levels of passive-aggressive behavior range from the most common and least damaging to the truly pathological. And now I'd like to introduce a colleague of mine, Dr. Rosalind Law-Dowdy, a practicing psychotherapist in Newport Beach, California. Dr. Law-Dowdy has had many years' experience dealing with passive-aggressive behaviors and the victims of passive aggression. It is with much pleasure that I now introduce Dr. Law-Dowdy. The first question is, what is passive aggression?
You know, passive aggression is, and passive aggressive, the adjective, are terms that people use now quite a lot, but sometimes they don't realize what they really mean. When somebody is passive aggressive, I think the easiest way to understand it is to say they're being spiteful. They're doing something that expresses their anger in an indirect way rather than in a direct, clear, straightforward way. They're doing the root of passive aggression is the feeling of being so angry and not having an adequate, healthy way to respond to it. It gets very convoluted and it can really mess up communication.
How does passive aggressive behavior affect people who have to deal with it?
The first thing it does, it drives you nuts. When you have somebody who is passive aggressive in your life, you may at first not realize what's going on, but you know you're feeling uncomfortable, you know you're feeling agitated, you know you feel like pulling your hair out because you can't make this person behave in a healthy manner. And so you're underlying all this, you're getting angry. So the temptation is to do something to get back at them because they just won't deal in a healthy, straightforward way. So the temptation is to get back at them. And I think that's what happens in life.
What are some strategies to deal with passive-aggressive behavior?
I guess I have a few ways, Tony, that people can deal with it. First, I would say recognize that your anger is being triggered, but don't let it trigger you. By realizing the game the person's playing, maybe they've played this game before, and you start to reach your boiling point, but you need to understand that this is a game, and you need to defuse the bomb. You can do this by saying to the person directly, I get the impression you're angry about something. Directly confront it and say, are you angry about something? Let's talk this. Over the years, I've helped people lose weight, break their compulsive behaviors, and break their addictions. But one of the things I see very often is when a spouse is trying to lose weight, he or she might say to the other, I'm really trying. Please help me by being supportive. And the other spouse will bring into the house cookies,
right.
Candy,
yeah.
Ice cream, leave it on the counter so it's in plain view. Teaching people to do paradoxical intention. What I mean by that is do the opposite of what they expect you to do. They expect you to blow up and get angry too. Instead, diffuse the situation. Step back and say, how can I help you? This has to be done, of course, before the person reaches their boiling point. They have to be able to see what's coming. They have to see the passive-aggressive behavior in their spouse or in their friend or in their coworker soon enough to be able to step out of it and say, how can I help you? Because the person who's passive-aggressive has some unfinished business, and the person who's being passive-aggressed upon has to realize that there's an unfinished business here. If we could just get to the root of the unfinished business, it would be take a time out. And this is if you feel yourself getting sucked in and you start to feel the physiological feelings of anger, like breaking into a sweat, feeling your heart palpitate faster, feeling your face get red, feeling your fingers clench up. If you see yourself starting to get angry, take a break. Just excuse yourself from the situation. Take a time out. Go to the washroom. It takes only a minute. If the passive-aggressive spouse is always late, if a couple has an engagement to go somewhere and one spouse is always late, the other spouse has to protect themselves by making boundaries and saying, if we're not ready by 5 o'clock, I'm going to go anyway.
Yeah.
The other thing they could do is add 15 minutes so that the person who might try to sabotage the situation, they really employ it a lot. And I think parents, in order for parents to survive and not go bonkers themselves, they have to be good at making boundaries, being consistent, and then putting appropriate consequences.
What should you do if you are the passive aggressive?
The most important thing a person has to do is recognize it. Number one, step one is recognize it that you are doing passive aggressive behavior. That's step one. Once you recognize it, you can proceed to either use one of these strategies on your say passive aggressive because you ruin relationships and you eat away at your own self. You secrete so much cortisol and stress hormone that you're making yourself miserable and sick. The marital relationship, co-worker relationships, they're all going to crash and burn.
So those are the questions. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Fiore. I appreciate being on your show.
Now we come to the end of the show. Thank you very, very much for listening. It's much appreciated. I'd like to invite you to next month's show, How to Communicate Assertively. Hope you can tune in and look forward to seeing you then.
The Anger Coach podcast has been brought to you by The Anger Coach and AngerCoachOnline.com, a distance learning program for individuals, the workplace, and couples. For additional products to manage your anger and enhance your relationships, visit our website at www.angercoach.com.
Population